Mr. Bentley, come on.
This piece is not about Eric Garneau, but he has seen it, which I like to think counts for something. Rather than doing a normal story, I'd actually like to do a performance piece. This is something that I did for the very first time at Nerdlogs a little over a year ago. I was testing it out. I've done it around the city a couple times. I think it's a good fit for Nerdlogs, so I'm going to commit it to recording here. I also haven't done it in a year, so let's hope I remember it. So. It was 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, and the Dark Side bar was deader than a character with a cough at the end of an Edwardian period piece. The bottler Jack Daniels behind the bar had been eyeing me for the better part of an hour, but I had to keep my wits about me, so I stayed dry like Stephen Wright. The broad hadn't shown up yet, as usual. I swear, sometimes I felt like Hulk in Driving Miss Daisy, always waiting on a dame. Plus, I'm a good driver and I can't read. The bartender was an old nautical sort, grizzled as hell and saltier than Peter North's bedsheets. I was about to ask him his story when the door opened. I had been expecting a woman, but I got a surprise. Bangkok all over again. The hairs on the back of my neck felt the shotgun before I saw it, and I drew on him, faster than if he'd passed out drunk at a frat party. I filled him full of lead like I was a Chinese toy maker, and when he dropped, I looked for ID. A waiter read it to me. Barry Giddens. I didn't know the dead man. By now, the bartender was more pissed off than a bridge behind a brewery, and I could hear sirens in the distance. So I beat it like John Kellogg's son on December 15th, 1943. Yeah, she gets it. Yeah. I needed information, so I headed on down to the dock where the boys hung out. I'd been betrayed, and now I was looking for someone who used to be trade, rough trade. The other boys called him Straight Jake, but he was more flexible than the name implied. He'd made more compromises for the sake of a buck than Zack Schneider's Watchmen. And as a result, his back end was in worse shape than the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. I heard him fart once and it sounded like Darth Vader's respirator.
Oh, God.
Still, I had to hand it to him. He knew the city. I mean, I've been through more shit than Andy Dufresne, but Jake... Jake had been kicked around the block more times than the ball the 2001 FIFA World Cup qualifying match between Australia and American Samoa. That's 31 times. He could tell you things about the city more esoteric than Liechtenstein law, albeit not quite as esoteric as that Kellogg reference from earlier. He didn't trick so much ever since he'd gotten that job at Walmart, but he'd still come by every now and again to treat me to a little bit of information, so I staked out his old haunt and I waited. And I waited. And I waited some more. Finally he came, slower than a drunk wearing two condoms, but he got there. I wasn't disappointed. Which is more than I can say about the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. Turns out this Giddens was a regular, with a taste for the dark meat. To hear Jake explain it, he'd paid more for a black crack than Michael Richards. As a result, and what's more, I was in luck. He liked to shoot his mouth off like Kurt Cobain. Here, Jake tell it, he worked for some broad named Rita up on the north side. Rita, my client. I hopped in my car and sped north as fast as it would carry me. I burst through the door like the Kool-Aid Man. If the Kool-Aid Man used the door instead of coming through the wall. I burst through the door like Kramer, angry I went inside. She was waiting for me. I had my gun drawn, but she didn't bat an eye. Like Blackwater, she wasn't concerned about the peace. She had balls, I'd give her that. She had more balls than a 13th century boys' choir's trash can. She asked me, why? I spelled it out like a Polish guy at the DMV. In the end, she played it like Anne Frank in the bathroom. She went quietly. She almost seemed surprised to see the police station. Perhaps she thought I would kill her, but plugging dames is like pinstripes. Not my style. After they'd booked her, I walked around for a while and I thought about the case. Hadn't been one of my better cases. Anticlimactic. Unresolved. Like the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. But I couldn't complain. This was the life I chose. And in the end, life is like old people fucking. It's not always pretty, but it goes on. Thank you very much.
That story is Eric approved, so thank you.